We've had a flurry of activity and actually missed a few bids in the process. We're up to 12 bids now, so I missed 5 bids while I was replying to a question. The bidding is now up to $6.51, and that bid comes from New Saracen, who's been involved in the bidding since the start. The last question that did come in came from B. Larrabee, who admits that by emailing me this way, he's changed the rules of the game to some extent. He writes, in parentheses, although this destroys the layer of distance created by the auctioning, here goes. And that's the end of the parentheses. And then he asks, would it be possible to purchase the item outright at this moment and then actually exert control over the broadcast? And that's signed 0-5-O-G-D-E. And then in parentheses, it's pronounced Ogda, O-G-D-E. I don't know how I'm supposed to pronounce O-G-D-E differently when I see it in quotes than when I would pronounce it normally. But I guess he's implying that it should be 0-5-Ogda. And I replied to 0-5-Ogda B. Larrabee by saying, I have not allowed a buy now option on the eBay page. I prefer to allow the auction to play itself out. It's pronounced free market. Seth. We are now up to 20 bids. The latest bid from New Saracen is for $20.50. And I did receive an email from Sarah Cody, who is apparently the person behind the screen name O Vienna, who informs me that she wrote that, I'm seeing other bids on my end. Clearly eBay has split into two separate dimensions. And I replied, on eBay as elsewhere, time is discontinuous. I suppose what's happening is that the eBay, the time dimension of eBay is not consistent with itself. In other words, people are sending in bids and they're not all showing up in real time. So some people might be seeing them ahead of others. But as I'm seeing them, it looked to me as if O Vienna was bidding against herself, but apparently that's not the case. Or at least she didn't know that was the case. Regardless, O Vienna, I applaud you. So we currently stand at 20 bids. The latest bid from New Saracen is for $20.50. And I've received another question from B. Larrabee, who seems to be intent on engaging in something of a dialogue. He now asks, is that what the X's represent, or do they just represent nothing like everything else with you people, Ogda? And I replied to B. Larrabee, X usually represents a variable. Seth. Larrabee writes, not a linebacker? I suppose referring to the X's and the NFL football game, and to referring to the way that football plays are often diagrammed with X's and O's representing the offensive and the defensive players. It seemed to me that implication was already quite apparent in the previous email, but B. Larrabee seems very insistent on getting his point or his joke across, that the X's in the picture on the eBay page of the snowy house, and the fact that there's some reference to an NFL game on my eBay page, somehow linking those two things together to imply that the X's might in some way be some kind of football notation. I did not respond to that email. We're now 12 minutes and 19 seconds from the end of hour-long broadcast auction. We've received 20 bids. The latest, coming from New Saracen, is for $20.50. I can hear a bit of wind whooping across the microphone that we've set up out on the porch here at Wave Farm, and the occasional passing car on Route 23 here in, I think it's fair to call it mid-state New York. New York City dwellers tend to refer to anything north of the Bronx as upstate, but as we're not even halfway up the state, running from south to north, I wouldn't quite call this upstate. Mid-state might be a little more accurate or appropriate.
Listening to hour-long broadcast auction by Seth Kim Cohen on free103.9.org. This hour-long broadcast is currently being auctioned on eBay. To bid or to submit questions regarding the hour-long broadcast auction, log on to ebay.com and search for hour-long broadcast auction. The auction will end today, Saturday, February 4th, 2006 at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, back to hour-long broadcast auction.
We're currently about 9 minutes from the end of hour-long broadcast auction. We've received 20 bids thus far, the latest coming from New Saracen for $20.50. I've received another email from Ogda. Basically, he's gone to his local Craigslist or to some Craigslist website and copied and pasted all the items for sale on Craigslist into his email. I couldn't possibly read this all in the 3 minutes we have remaining, but it does start off with NWT Rockin' Republic Victoria Beckin South Beach Crop Jean. $75, Fresno, California, and that does include a picture. And I replied to Ogda, classified, it's all about the auction. Seth. We currently have just 1 minute remaining in hour-long broadcast auction. The bidding stands at $21.51, and that bid comes from New Saracen. Seconds remaining. Currently 30 seconds remaining in the auction, hour-long broadcast auction. Ogda has sent me a listing of Sotheby's auctions, Arcade Jewels in New York, Impressionist and Modern Art in London. currently 8 seconds remaining, the bidding at $21.51. New Saracen is the bidder. Seth Kim Cohen, and thank you for joining me for hour-long broadcast auction. The bidding is now closed. The winner of the auction is New Saracen with a bid of $21.51. I, Seth Kim Cohen, do hereby grant official certification of ownership of hour-long broadcast auction as broadcast on free103.9.org and auctioned on eBay on Saturday, February 4th, 2006, to New Saracen. This concludes hour-long broadcast auction.